with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out, put on an extra layer, get out in your backyard, and you've still a lot of time to create grill envy in your neighborhood. And that's what this is all about. Right now, we're going to be talking a little bit about a different topic that we usually don't spend a lot of time on. But Barbecue Bob and I have a good friend, professional friend, that doesn't have a big backyard that he can do a grill in. And Barbecue Bob, you've had a little conversation prior to this time right now, and you're going to be breaking down a little bit of high-rise barbecue.
Yeah, it made me think a little bit. I don't tend to take this option, but when a buddy asks you, "Hey, what can I do?" Well, let's just get him on the grilling line right now from SiriusXM, Patriot Channel 125, and Fox News contributor, and a whole bunch of other places. It's David Webb. What's up, bro?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Well, we're surviving. It sounds like we're surviving a little better than you. You sound like you're under the weather.
Yeah, you know, that the winter stuff gets in, but then you knock it out and you just keep going. It's like grilling. You keep going.
Yeah.
So David is he's one of those Manhattan guys who lives in a high rise, lives in a big apartment building downtown, like Donald Trump, you know, these people that we none of us really understand that lifestyle, that live out in the woods like me. And Jop, you live in a little bit of outside of town just a bit, but there are tons and tons, millions obviously, of people who live in buildings that are somewhat restrictive to smokers, and we're pretty insensitive to that. And until David called me or texted me or whatever and asked me how to do a brisket in his scenario, I'm like, I didn't give it two thoughts, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, you came through. And, look, I'm a guy, by the way, and you know this about me. I grew up I've got family in farming. I've got rural. I've got that city. So I've got that blend. And I lived in Texas, so I missed doing the grill, the brisket, the old Texas style, and I couldn't do it here. So you got me started, and I'll tell you what I did, Bob. So took your idea, got the liquid smoke, got the Worcestershire sauce, pretty standard, added a rub that's a favorite of mine that I picked up out in Spokane, Washington, at the air base from my friend Monty, and then mix that with my version of bathing the meat for 24 hours before even getting it in.
Is that McCord? Is that McCord Air Base?
I was out at Fairchild.
Fairchild, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I took a little bit of both, and I went back to a bit of my 8 years in Texas and what you said. And I'll tell you, you nailed it, brother. You know, first putting that brisket in, fat side down, letting that just kind of cook out the contact with the heat a little bit more, bringing that out, straining that off. I saved it, by the way, because you never throw away the fat that seasons the meat. And then I added some Worcestershire, just a little bit more liquid smoke. Went a little bit slower. You know, I wanted to bring it in, but not try to get it too smoky. And it cooked out perfectly. There wasn't an ounce left. I think there were maybe two slices left when it was all over after the Giants beat the Cowgirls.
I was watching that game in your honor. I only watched it for you.
Right.
That was a nail biter.
It was a great New York weekend. We had a high-rise barbecue. I like that name. We had a Jets win, so my neighbors who were Jets fans were happy. They beat the 49ers. I guess the team sat down with Colin Kaepernick for the Jets, and they lost. And then, of course, we've got the Giants who beat the Cowgirls. So we had a good time. And that brisket, man, and by the way, we did some brisket sliders. I got some nice rolls on that. Love the potato rolls. Throw those in there, that potato-y, you know, feel and texture with the brisket. Top it off, a little sweet baby rays. And, whew, man, good stuff.
Well, I got to get you some good barbecue sauce. But I was pretty impressed with the backup quarterback since Romo's, at homo or whatever, wherever he is. He's not home.
Easy, baby.
He's not
Easy.
Home. No, it's a play on words. Right. It wasn't a slur. I can't think of the backup quarterback's name. He did a pretty good job, though. Probably Romo was probably on the sidelines. I saw him viewed several times. He was probably kind of hating watching his fill-in do such a good job for him.
Yeah, and look, the thing about the Giants-Cowgirls rivalry is it's a healthy rivalry. We don't hate each other. Yeah, maybe there's a few people who go that far. I don't go that far. It's America. It's football. You love, you're passionate about your team. You love to see them win. When you got a good rivalry, you go at it. I've got friends in Dallas.
Okay. Okay, sure. Yeah. Them. Yeah, you don't hate them. You just call them the Cowgirls. I feel you.
I'm feeling you. Accurate description.
Well, for those of you who don't know, you just tuned in. You're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking with my buddy David Webb, who's one of those cave dwellers out in Manhattan. I don't know how you get up to your condo, but I don't know if you have ropes or if you just climb up the side of the building or how you guys get in those things.
Spider web.
It's not normal, man. Anyway, I'm just a bumpkin. You know, I'm a redneck. I come to work on a tractor, and that's just how I roll. But
names his cars, you know, so, the whole deal.
But yes, I do. I name my only certain ones. My trucks. I name my trucks. But David,
hey, first of all, there's nothing wrong with naming your cars. I have a guy who's a car guy, as you know. I do a veterans tour with a beautiful American muscle car, the Mustang, every year, and I named my cars. For the record, my best name for a car ever was Panama in honor of Van Halen. Just, you know, throw that stick shift in there and have some fun.
Well, and David has been a lot of help to us. He's working on helping us get our last two shipments of GI Barbecue out in place, and thank you very much for that. But you also do a lot of work with the veterans, and I know I really tried hard to get down to see you in Detroit and Ohio when you were rolling through in your Mustang, but it just wasn't feasible at the time. But I am going to help you out, and I'm going to pay you back because I am this afternoon getting my hands on the moose knuckle that you and your Swedes want so bad. So I hope you enjoy it, because I'm paying a dear price to get my hands on a moose knuckle. You tell your Swedes that one of their brothers, because I'm Swedish and Finnish, you tell them that one of their brothers is going to come through on the moose knuckle.
Well, I'm sure Matthias and Fanny will love it. And by the way, there you've got Swedish and Norwegian. Fanny is half Norwegian, so a nice little mix. See, look at this. This is what we do. In America, we bring all these cultures together. We have a lot of fun. They're looking forward to this, man. And we'll let you know how that recipe turns out, because these guys know how to cook up some good Swedish food.
Yeah, well, I'd be curious to see what they do with that. And good luck to you on that. And if you want to catch David Webb, you can catch him on Fox News just about any night of the week. He's out around the world reporting on hot spots, a lot of military stuff, but the David Webb Show is on the Patriot Channel on Sirius XM, channel 125. He's on 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, and it's a great show. A lot of military talk, you got to bring your big girl panties when you listen to the Webb Show.
Because, it's America.
Yeah, he's got you get a lot of hitters. You were nice enough to let me sit in studio with you for Super Tuesday, which was an absolute blast, and I really had a ball hanging out with you at the Sirius studio up there. But
well, you know, and you also, when you come on my show every Thursday, it's great to have you guys come on and talk about, you know, something other than politics. We talk about grilling. We came up with High Rise Barbecue. I can tell you that I know other people said they're going to do something similar at their recipes. But that's great, because you bring my audience the Barbecue Bob effect, we'll call it that. But the Grilling Guys are a part of my show. And I got to tell you, it's nice to take a break. You know, we want to come up with, I've been mulling an idea of how we come up with a trucker's barbecue rolling queue. And maybe we can help our truckers out there come up with something so they can take care of themselves while they're rolling across the highway.
That's a great idea, because you have, I mean, Sirius has a ton of truckers.
Let's do it. Rolling Q. Let's work on it.
We'll work on that. Hey, David, it's always good to hear from you. We appreciate your time and all you do for America, because your show is one that everybody needs to listen to. So we appreciate you joining the Grilling Guys, and we wish you a happy holiday.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas to you.
All right. That's David Webb from the Patriot Channel on Sirius Radio. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about some organic slaw. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.